welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, iPhone Notes feature. Hi everyone, welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to demonstrate, provided GoldWave does not terminate abnormally like it just did, a very simple feature for the iPhone that probably not a lot of people use. This is the iPhone Notes feature. This is not the same as voice notes. This is actually writing little notes to yourself and saving them on your iPhone. It's very simple. I'm not sure that it's really very useful, and I'll explain that in a minute. Some people might find it useful. This is because you really can't put, at least that I've found, alerts in. It's like voice notes, but with text. You really can't put alerts in to yourself that, hey, I've got a note here, unless you use the iPhone calendar. The notes feature doesn't have an alert on its own. So if you want to write important information down, you'd probably want to use your calendar. However, if you have a grocery list or something, you can write that in as a note. It will save it as a date, by the date, and then you can go back and review it at your leisure. So some people might find it useful, some people might not. It's kind of like Microsoft Windows 7 sticky notes, which is a tip that I may get around to at some point. But the notes are not immediately visible on your iPhone home screen or anything. You have to go in and look for them.
Awaken.
So I'm going to go into the notes, which is usually, I think, on your home screen, just as notes. I have it under a folder called Utilities that I created. So I'm in the Utilities folder, and I'll just go down these few applications I've got here until I find notes.
Clock, maps, my wireless. Photos, stocks, notes.
There we go. This is a very simple thing.
Notes, notes, one, heading.
There's one note, and we see it.
Add button.
You can add a note.
Search, search field.
You can search your notes for specific text.
Just testing the notes feature. Search, just testing the notes feature. September 3rd, button.
And you can go into a note. There's only one.
Just testing the notes feature. Notes, back button. Just testing the notes feature. Heading. Previous note, dim, button. Note, just testing the note, email, button.
You can email your note.
Delete, button.
You can delete your note.
Next note, dim, button.
That's pretty much it.
Just testing the notes feature, heading.
Funny thing, it doesn't give you the date when you actually go into the note. When you see the note in the list, it'll give you the date. When you actually go into the note to try and manipulate it, email it, and that kind of thing, it doesn't give you the date of the note.
Notes, one, heading.
And I just did a two-finger scrub, and that took me back to the notes.
Add button.
And I'm going to add a note.
Note, text field. Capital R, capital T, capital E, E, A, A.
Oops.
Delete. A, S, S, Y, T, T, U, I, J, I, N, H, G, B, N, N, D, D. Space, autocorrection, testing.
Testing, it took care of that.
A, U, H, G, G, A, A, Y, U, I, J, N, N, space, space, F, F, I, O, T, I, O, O, R, space, space, A, space, space, R, D, shift, A, U, I, L, O, J, K, O, P, L, R, Y, U.
If you are a slow iPhone typist like I am and do not have a Bluetooth keyboard,
space, autocorrection, daily.
This may be difficult.
T, T, P, J, U, O, I, P, P, space, 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 space.
Let's look at the text.
Bottom of document. Today, December 14, 7:51 a.m. Bottom of doc, today, done, button. Testing again for a daily tip. Heading, notes, back button.
And that's pretty much
done.
It.
Today, done, button.
I'm going to say I'm done.
Add button.
Testing again for a daily tip was the note.
Today, December 14, 7:52 a.m. Note, testing again for a daily tip. Previous note, dip, email, button. Delete, button. Next note, button.
Go back.
Notes, two, heading.
Leave that note.
Add button. Search, search field. Testing again for a daily tip. Seven, just testing the notes feature. September 3rd, button.
And that's it. Those are my two notes. And I can either go through them on that screen or go into a note and go previous note, next note.
Home.
Until
abilities.
I'm through the note or to the note that I want. And I think you can search by date. So if you know the date that your note is created on, the date automatically appears in the notes text. So you can search for that. Funny thing, when I heard the note read when I went into the September note, I didn't hear the date, but oh well. I'm not exactly sure if there is a limit on the number of characters you can put in a note. That's something I am not certain of. If any of you know the answer, please let me know and I can include it in a tip at some point as a sub tip. So if any of you know, I'd be glad to know too. Anyway, that's how you create very simple notes on your iPhone. It can be a useful utility if you want to scratch down simple things. You may need it a pinch. And using it, although slow and time consuming if you are a slow typist like me, is simple as that. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.